Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
I will sing a new song. That's you too. And we don't have the rock splitting. This week's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You've got the right time, the right channel, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. Last week there was a almost unspeakable horror in Las Vegas, where someone descending into madness just took open shots from a 32nd floor hotel, time after time, hundreds and hundreds of rounds, 59 people dead, over 500 wounded. Their words can't describe the horror. And this week's show, we're going to talk about some of that. We're going to listen to President Trump. We're not going to make this political at all. America's hurting. And there's some words that can soothe, but nobody can bring people back from the dead. They're hurting so severe, some of them still clinging to life. Lives changed in an instant. So you can listen to the news and find out a lot of the different details that they're finding out about the shooter. I ain't going to call the guy's name. He shall live in infamy, and he should be nameless as far as I'm concerned. But let's deal with the show. Let's deal. This clip was played on Hannity. Let me play it for you. An hour before the shooting began, the crowd was singing God Bless America. That's the last time some of these people sang God Bless America. Listen a little of this, and then we'll start the show. About 22,000 people in an outdoor concert. That was them singing God Bless America. And an hour later, all hell broke loose. And 59 people lost their lives. And we've heard about the destruction of lives, disruption of lives. And we've heard about the heroes that helped rescue people, shielded people, law enforcement. Like I said, there's unspeakable words. Words can't explain the horror. And my mind goes back to words of comfort that have been for me. These words. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Comforting words in this dreadful time, but heroes prove they're still around in the midst of tragedy. What heroes came to the surface, risked their lives, some died helping others. I just want to say I was glad we had a president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who found the words in a unique way in this crisis. Let me play a little bit of what he had to say after the Las Vegas shooting.
My fellow Americans, we are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops. I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and all of the first responders for their courageous efforts and for helping to save the lives of so many. The speed with which they acted is miraculous and prevented further loss of life. To have found the shooter so quickly after the first shots were fired is something for which we will always be thankful and grateful. It shows what true professionalism is all about. Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss. To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve. To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward. In memory of the fallen, I have directed that our great flag be flown at half staff. I will be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday to meet with law enforcement, first responders, and the families of the victims. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has. We call upon the bonds that unite us, our faith, our family, and our shared values. We call upon the bonds of citizenship, the ties of community, and the comfort of our common humanity. Our unity cannot be shattered by evil. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence. And though we feel such great anger at the senseless murder of our fellow citizens, it is our love that defines us today and always will, forever. In times such as these, I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy. But we can take solace knowing that even the darkest space can be brightened by a single light, and even the most terrible despair can be illuminated by a single ray of hope. Melania and I are praying for every American who has been hurt, wounded, or lost, the ones they love so dearly in this terrible, terrible attack. We pray for the entire nation to find unity and peace, and we pray for the day when evil is banished and the innocent are safe from hatred and from fear. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you.
That was the President of the United States in one of his finest hours. Comforting words, words of prayer, of meditation, of confidence that we will be behind those who need us most now. I thought it was a wonderful speech that President Trump gave. He has made miscues and said the wrong things at the wrong times and different times in the past, but he gave America what it needed to hear from our leader. So thank you, President Trump. Now, where do you go a week later and the pain, the shock is wearing off some for those of us far away from the events, those affected? Some will never lose all that shock and awe and sheer horror of such a tragedy. But the words that, again, came from the 23rd Psalm, think of those. And I do think of the words that I remember George Bush using when after 9/11. And we've heard them before. Again, words of peace. And it's, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height or depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God." Those are comforting words. This is a difficult week and difficult to do our show, Rock Split in Politics. It's just not a time to talk about politics, and we do every week. And we're going to end the show here in just a minute with a clip from Channel 4 of Las Vegas that give just a day after there, they gave some testimony to what it was like being there in Las Vegas. I want to play that, and then we'll end the show a little earlier this week just because we're going to give you time to do your praying for the victims, for our country. These things are happening, and somehow the hand of protection that America enjoyed for decades since our beginning. We've had wars. We've had rumors of war. We've had the catastrophes. We've had the great Civil War. It's not great when over 600,000 Americans died. But to have the tragedy of innocence, just again, lives taken out of pure evil and horror. So let's contemplate some, take you some time, read some scripture verses, pray for our nation. President Trump and Melania said they're praying for the victims. Let's pray for our president and all members of Congress, both parties. And let's pray. And that's the message I got to the listeners this week. Some of you come to hear the Rock Split in Politics. It's just not going to happen this week. We're going to play this, and I got something to say. We'll end up the show. God bless you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. And this show is different, and not everybody may want to listen to this over and over or send it, but if you got a friend that's hurting, got someone who needs to hear these words from our president and some healing words, send them the show. And next week, we will definitely get into some rock splitting politics. But take a listen from this Channel 4 Las Vegas, a day after the tragedy.
The neon dreams of Vegas flicker less brightly tonight. This place of celebration, overshadowed by the massacre wrought by a gunman firing through the windows of his room at the Golden Mandalay Bay Resort Hotel. From a distance, footage shows the FBI surveying the scene of his room on the 32nd floor, the two windows he smashed through with a hammer, the array of 23 weapons, some of them mounted on tripods, enough to fill 10 suitcases.
It's okay to have fear in your heart. It's okay to mourn those you love.
There's no single address for the grief caused by what he did. The 59 he killed, remembered not only here in Vegas, but all across America, in towns small and big, in Tennessee, California, Alaska, and beyond. Their tales of courage and suffering shared, like 29-year-old nurse Sunny Melton from Tennessee, who was shot in the back trying to guide his wife to safety. Californian John Phippen, who was killed after throwing himself on top of his son to shield him. Jessica Klimchuk, a single mother of four. Jordan McAldoon, another Canadian, who died in the arms of a festival worker. Sandy Casey from Vermont died despite the efforts of her fiancé to stem the bleeding from her gunshot wounds.
There he is.
Hey, man. Thanks, bud.
Tom McIntosh was certain he would die too. He'd been shot in the leg. But then James Lawson showed up with first aid training and a tourniquet and got him into a truck.
There was dozens and dozens of other concert goers doing the same thing. They couldn't leave anybody behind. They were running back towards the fire to help more people. There's got to be hundreds of stories like this one.
I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't.
At last night's vigil on the Strip, Mario Montaneo explained what he'd done.
I was carrying, whether they were dead or alive, as many people as I possibly could. I made maybe 8 to 10 trips back and forth just to try to get as many people out.
Footage taken from a tower at the festival on Sunday night showed the scale of panic as concertgoers ran to get away, many diving to the ground as the bursts of fire rang out. Mari Langer is only 16. She'd arrived early to get as close to the front of the venue as she could. That made it difficult for her to leave. The footage she took shows her trapped for a few terrifying minutes, penned inside barricades, as Stephen Paddock fired from above. There's still no clear motive for what he did, although the scale of his arsenal is astonishing. A gun shop owner in Utah remembers him as just your average recreational shooter.
He was talking how he was new to the area, kind of visiting all the firearm stores in the area, found something on our shelves that he really liked, and it took him a couple different trips, I guess you could say, before he ended up purchasing.
At the home in the retirement community outside Vegas where he lived with his girlfriend, police say they've found an additional 19 weapons as well as boxes of ammunition. Neighbors told the cameras they barely knew him and his girlfriend, but the couple kept to themselves.
That you wouldn't even know that he was here, except the trash cans would come out and then they would go back in.
We now know the 64-year-old gunman made frequent visits to the casinos in Vegas. A keen gambler, he can be seen here on CCTV from 2011 slipping in a puddle. You can see him fall more clearly from the side view. This video accessible because it was used as evidence when he sued the hotel for $100,000 but lost the case in arbitration. It's also emerged that his late father, with whom he reportedly had limited contact for years, was on the FBI's most wanted list, a habitual bank robber and con man on the run for 10 years. The police have asked for patience while they work to understand the terror Stephen Paddock wrought with his masked weaponry. For now, there are no easy answers on offer.
We've just seen a couple walking by us here, clutching bouquets of flowers, headed down toward the Mandalay Bay Hotel. There is a real sense of grief and shock still here. Of course, as the day has progressed, more of the names of those who were killed yesterday have been made public. They include teachers, nurses, police officers and military veterans, each picture a story of tragedy and loss.
Indeed, everybody there, the victims, everybody that lived has a story to tell. And the heroes, by the hundreds, were there. And go read the stories. They're still coming out. But I do want to say this, that America has made it through tragedies. We've had Harvey, Irma, Maria, an earthquake in Mexico City, not part of America, but it's not far away. And there's been a lot of tragedy. And we need to continue to pray for those where the tragedy has been. And let's have hope that together we'll move forward as a nation more resolved that us, the living, can complete those whose lives have been taken too soon. So continue to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And we'll rest up this week with prayer. Take some time to help someone, pray for them. And next week, we're going to get right back in the saddle. I'll see you next week. God bless you. God bless America.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.